Pella's defense was a big reason why the Little Dutch won the last three 3A state football championships. And if they're to contend again this year, the D must play a big part again. Tonight on the Coach's Playbook, we look at the Pella defense's nickel cover zero blitz package with coordinator Ben Ballard. Let's start with cover zero. That's one-on-one, mano a mano, no help for the secondary.
There's five eligible receivers, and we've got a defensive player manned up on them one-to-one. It's kind of a hopeless feeling, and there's definitely a lot of training that goes into our D-backs to say, okay, you can't get beat deep, but at the same time, if you're cautious, you're going to give up the 8, the 10, the 12-yard pass, too.
With cover zero in the secondary, the other six defenders are coming on the rush, which should allow the Little Dutch to outnumber certain areas of the offensive line.
So in this one, we're trying to attack our Mike in between a guard and center, and so we want to get three guys on a guard-center combo and have our defensive tackle, our nose guard, and our Mike all attack them. And then in this particular instance, we're also bringing our Will linebacker, and here we're creating a two-on-one, so we're kind of attacking off the edge and trying to make that offensive tackle choose between blocking our down lineman, our defensive lineman again, and the Will linebacker.
Executed properly, Ballard says those mismatched situations should create almost instant pressure on the quarterback.
Quarterback's ratings drop significantly when you can put pressure on them, so that's been a great tool for us over the years. And the second thing is we have a lot of athletes that can play good man coverage, so we have been a team that goes to man from time to time, and so that kind of combination of us getting pressure in the quarterback's face and playing good man-to-man defense behind it has led to some really good plays in our favor over the years.
Ballard says they've only run the play a half dozen times or so this season, but all in critical junctures of the game. One such time was in week two against Dallas center Grimes. The Little Dutch were clinging to a 7-3 lead early in the fourth quarter.
Held a three down lineman. Blitz is coming. Warner came open. They'll throw it to Apple. It's incomplete and over his head.
Like they'd drawn up, Ballard's defense was able to get pressure quickly and force the incomplete pass.
Our Mike linebacker in that case was able to get through. They had some miscommunication on the offensive line, which is what we're hoping for. And he gets pressure. The quarterback isn't able to set his feet. He throws a little bit off balance. And if it was a well-thrown ball, it would have been easily caught and could have been a score. But because we had that pressure in his face and forced him back out of the pocket, he had to throw off balance without setting his feet. It led to an overthrow and got us back off the field.
Like any play in football, there are good and bad, risks and rewards. The Little Dutch found that out late in the first half of their game against Norwalk.
Norwalk has a third down and 8 from the 21-yard line of Pella on the edge of the Raceway Tire and Exhaust red zone. Sutcliffe lobs it for an open receiver who makes the catch at the 5. Defender falls down, and Rozonki is into the end zone. Touchdown, Warriors.
Ballard says that while the pressure getting home was the reason it worked against DCG, the fact that it took longer to get to the quarterback against the Warriors is what led to the touchdown.
We've got an expectation in those cover zero blitz packages to get pressure fast. And so at halftime, we talked to our linebackers about how quick they're getting there and what kind of pressure they were actually providing. In that situation, was not the needed pressure. It wasn't enough.
That touchdown gave Norwalk a 21-7 lead. The Little Dutch battled back to tie the game, but the Warriors were driving in the fourth quarter. Ballard dialed up the nickel cover zero blitz again.
Norwalk has a fourth down and a half a yard from just inside the Pella 38-yard line. Garner to the left of Sutcliffe out of the shotgun. Left side run, tries to get to the edge, and then he fights for the extra yardage. The mark of the ball is short, and Pella is held on downs.
For those of you football video game nerds like yours truly, you might remember in Tecmo Bowl or early John Madden football, if you called the right defensive play against the opponent's offensive play, it was a guaranteed stuff. That's kind of what happened on that play.
It ended up being the perfect call, maybe the best call we could have made. I'd love to say we knew they were going to run that play, but we didn't. But, you know, we still had data that we thought we were in the ballpark, and we thought it was definitely an area that they were going to try and favor. We just didn't know for sure. And we thought they were going to run, and although this is really good against the pass, it was something that we've had success at with the run also.
And speaking of the run, the Little Dutch face Class 3A's second-best rushing attack tonight in their championship rematch against Webster City. Ballard says that while everything's on the play sheet, this isn't the right type of play for the assignment-based defense you need to play against the Lynx single-wing attack. But if the Little Dutch survive in advance, you can expect to see a nickel cover-zero blitz in a crucial spot down the road.
As you get going in the playoffs, sometimes you have to go back to basics. At the same time, then you've got to have some change-ups. You got to have a curveball, to use a baseball analogy. You got to have something to keep people honest, and you don't want those to be just kind of mediocre curveballs. You want them to really drop out of the zone, and so they do play a bigger piece in trying to, okay, let's stay basic, keep things in front of us, and then when they least expect it, you bring the house.
Reporting for KNIA KRLS Sports and Football Friday Night, I'm Trevor Castle.